And Mac, you're on a Football Friday on Kaint Radio. Always talking football as we get you ready for the prep slate tonight. And USC, not in action tonight. They're going to be in action tomorrow for an afternoon game. We'll talk about that. But first, we got to break down their game on Friday against Blooming Prairie. Brandon Nesseth, head coach of USC football, with us. And Brandon, a good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having us, Aaron.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk about the game against Blooming Prairie. And we talked about this last week. We knew that the Awesome Blossoms, a very good team, ranked number one in class at AA. They win the game. 33-6 is the final. They were up 20-0 at halftime. And, you know, I haven't followed Blooming Prairie real close over the last, 10, 12 years. But I think the Awesome Blossoms have always been known as kind of a passing team. And in their passing game, looking at some stats, definitely worked for them on Friday.
Yeah, you kind of nailed it on its head. Chad Gimble, the head coach over there, has really developed a program that was built around the shotgun formation, spreading the defense out 4 or 5 wide and just being able to effectively throw the football. And they've done it throughout the last 10 to 12 years and really have done it even in all elements. So it's kind of a credit to them. A lot of people think you got to be smash mouth football in Minnesota come November, but obviously Blooming Prairie's had a lot of success in the playoffs, even with that spread look. So they do a really nice job. We kind of knew that coming in, that we had to play air-free football. We couldn't have turnovers. I think we effectively moved the ball. We had 6 less total yards. I think they had 287. We had 281 total yards. So it was a good job doing that. But it was just some of these turnovers that were, at costly times. And when you do that against a team of Blooming Prairie's caliber, it's going to cost you.
Yeah, looking at some of the stats, it looked like your team attempted to rush the ball many times. I'm assuming when you take on a team like Blooming Prairie, clock control has got to be key.
Yeah, that was a big thing. When we went into Mayor Lutheran last year as well, we wanted to shorten up the game as much as possible, and that's what we want to do against Blooming Prairie. That's how we wanted to come out initially. If you can get into halftime and it's a one-possession game and you just shorten that game up as much as possible, even if the other team likes a throw, and win that time of possession battle, you can have a chance at the end. And we always say that we want a chance to compete in the fourth quarter. Unfortunately, it didn't work as well against Blooming Prairie with some of these turnovers. But I thought Nick Bushlock, some of our receivers, Colton Quadi, a running back for us, had 9 receptions. So we were able to, find some things against Blooming Prairie that worked, but obviously in the end it wasn't enough.
Yeah, I think I see 35 rushes by your team. You mentioned a Bushlack, a 16-28, 203 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Final score turns out to be 33-6. And Brandon, talk about the score for your team in the fourth quarter. Obviously a Bushlack hooked up with one of his receivers or maybe a running back.
Yeah, it was Brandon Drescher. Jackson Spazieri, unfortunately, had a knee injury earlier in the game. We're kind of fearing the worst right now that it might be an ACL injury. So Brandon Drescher is going to move to a running back position. But at the time, he was playing a receiver, and Nick Bushlack rolled out. He prolonged the play, hit Brendan. Actually, really a nice throw kind of behind Brendan in a hole in the defense. And that's where we got a touchdown. It made it 28-6. So, at that moment, we're kind of excited that we think we can get, a couple more. But then Blooming Prairie, after a short punt by us, was able to punch it in to get their final score. So it was kind of deceiving in terms of this game. I thought it was closer, and even talking to their coach after the game, you look at total yards and stuff, and it's a closer game. But that's on us, and we got to do a better job of protecting the football and having pride in playing turnover-free football.
Brandon Nesseth, head coach of USC football, with us here on a Football Friday on KATE. And Brandon, after a game against a very tough team, a team that has aspirations to win a state title, what were some of the things that have been focused on in practice after the Blooming Prairie game, and now as you get ready for Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons coming up on Saturday?
Yeah, it was one of those games. I don't think I've ever had this happen where we lost by 27, but there were so many positives that we could take out of it. Just the effort, the fight. We talked about Blooming Prairie is going to come in with kind of attitude that they play with, and I thought we kind of matched it. So I liked that. So there was a lot we could take from it. There were some things to clean up, defensive end play. I think Coach Bushlock, that'd be the first thing you would attest to, our defensive coordinator. We had to clean that up a bit. We gave Blooming Prairie a couple big plays with how we played that end position. The other one, just not turnovers, but also some of our blocking, O-line blocking, our receivers blocking on the perimeter on run plays, and then just run blocking. Blooming Prairie was able to get to Nick Bushlock quite a bit, our quarterback. He did a good job of prolonging plays or buying time in the pocket, but we just don't want our quarterback to get hit as much as he did against Blooming Prairie. So those were things we wanted to shore up from the Alden Conger game.
Rebels 1-2 on the season. Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons on the road in Alden. It's a Saturday afternoon game starting at 3 o'clock. And Brandon, as you prepare for the Knights, give us a scouting report of another local team. Always fun to have a couple of teams in the Kate listening area battling it out on the gridiron.
Yeah, you probably don't see that too much. You know, we really haven't had a natural rivalry since we had lost at district play, or we went to district play. We had Maple River for a number of years, but obviously now they're a little bit bigger than us, so we don't play them during the season. So we've been kind of looking for that identity or that team that we could have kind of a natural fit with, and Alden being 9 or 10 minutes away is kind of a natural fit. So they do a nice job. They do a lot of different things on offense. They have a lot of younger athletes, but they're good athletes nonetheless, and they can really throw the ball around. You know, I think they're kind of learning as they go when you have that younger of a team. But like I said, they do a lot of nice things. They spread you out. They're aggressive on defense. And, you know, we still kind of remember what happened last year. We lost to them 8-6 at their place. We came out, you know, really played kind of a rough game. They did a good job of doing what they did well, and they took it to us. So it's something that we remember. And although we're not playing last year's team, it's something that we kind of remember that we can't have a letdown. We need to come out and play kind of our style of football.
Brandon, some of my keys to picking up a win tomorrow afternoon.
You know, we really want to continue with some of that passing game. Nick Bushlock looked great against Blooming Prairie. We want to do a good job of protecting him and just continue to gain confidence in that aspect. We've been very run-focused over the last 4 or 5 years here, and there's good reason for that. We've had some great running backs, but obviously losing Jackson Spaziri to injury, we want to look at some things through the air. We have a lot of nice athletes on the perimeter, so kind of get them going. We got to protect the football. You just cannot overlook any team the way we have had turnovers in the last 3 games. We got to do a better job of protecting the football. And then lastly, just defensively, continue to grow. I think we've done a good job throughout each game this year of getting better in pass defense, better job at sustaining you know, some of these three and outs by the opposing team. So just come out and do kind of what we've done in the past and continue to grow from game 3 to game 4.
Brandon Nesseth, head coach of USC football, again on the road, 3 o'clock afternoon game at Alden Conger tomorrow against Alden Conger Glenville Emmons. USC is 1-2, Alden Conger Glenville Emmons 0-3 on the season. Brandon, thank you so much for the time. Good luck tomorrow afternoon, and we'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely. Thank you.